Welcome to the Mama Bear Dares podcast. I'm Tessie.
And I'm Leslie.
And on this podcast, we explore the intersection between the mother self and the other self. And Leslie, I feel like some people are like, what does that even mean? Well, what it means is that sometimes we hear from our friends, like when we became moms, we just lost who we are a little bit, right? We feel this sometimes. Sometimes it feels like all you are is just this PB&J making, cleaning up spills lady, right? That is just knee-deep in laundry. But the reality is you are in there somewhere. So we like to interview women who are finding that intersection, who are great mothers, and they've also somehow managed to nurture their other self, this person who creates breathtaking art or launches international nonprofits. It's these women who we think will inspire a generation of moms to do the same thing. We don't have to be just, and I put that in quotations, just moms. We can be who we are and great moms too. And that's what this podcast hopes to do.
It sure does. I mean, I feel like a peanut butter and jelly making machine a lot of days. most school days. That's yes. How I feel. But I know there's something inside lurking, and I just gotta reach in sometime and find her. Exactly. So, Tessie, let's quick acknowledge all of those, let's call them super fans, all of the super Mom Bear Dares super fans that have left us a review or rated us on iTunes. Thank you so much. It makes a huge difference. So first of all, we wanted to just say thanks for that.
Yes, shout out to you.
And I thought we could read one today.
Okay.
This one is from Mama Bear Fan. And Mama Bear Fan says, what a great podcast, not just for women. My husband loves listening as well. I love the Mama Bear Dare at the end of each episode and am left feeling happy and inspired after each one. Thank you, Mama Bear Fan.
Yes, thank you. And just in case you were wondering, you don't have to be a super fan to leave a review. You know, I don't consider myself a super fan of anything other than like dessert and peanut butter. But you guys, this is so easy. And we will actually post a picture of how you can leave a review on this Facebook page. So go on our Facebook page. If you don't know how to leave an iTunes review, you don't have to be a super fan. Just like something we said, even if it's just Leslie's laugh. If it's Leslie's laugh, go leave us a review.
Or Tessie's laugh, or her hilarity, her general hilarity. I'm trying to, like, what am I a super fan of? This is great. Like, sunshine. Coffee. I'm a super fan of coffee and sunshine.
Yeah, and that's okay. That's great. If coffee and sunshine ever create a podcast, for sure you would leave a review.
For sure, 100% yes. So today on the podcast, we're discussing an article sent to us by a mama bear in our We Read It, We Loved It, Let's Discuss segment about our parenting yeses and nos. We're also answering a mama bear question in our Ask Us Anything segment. And finally, we ponder maybe it's meditation in our segment where we notice things in life and wonder if it's because we're doing a meditation practice or just because it's summer and we're eating fresh fruits and vegetables and living in the sunshine and getting our daily limit of vitamin D. We'll discuss all of those things today on the podcast. Let's dig in, shall we?
The question from a listener. Are you ready, Leslie?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to expect you to answer this first. So okay. Prepare yourself. Listen closely. How do you balance 8 kids between the two of you, husbands, homes, and careers? Be real. What's an average day like for you? I see so many women just killing it at so many different things, and my brain just can't comprehend how everyone seems to be getting everything done. Please enlighten me.
Oh, I love this question. This is one that, like, I want to ask most people this question because it's so true. Like, you see people that just seem like they might not sleep or just like they have this tremendous potential that I'm just not able to pack or to tap into. So this is a really flattering question and I kind of love thinking about it. So I think, first of all, I have help. I mean, we pay for babysitters. We have childcare. My husband is supportive. We have parents, my parents, we have great in-laws. These people all help. So I'm not doing anything without the help of others, basically.
Right.
I think another thing that maybe helps is I've tried to make a really clear separation between my work life and my home life. And this is something that I fail at it often, but it's getting better and it's helped me be much more productive and focused when I am in either my office trying to produce things or at home trying to just be present with my family.
Yeah.
And I think too, my calendar has something to do with it.
Just so you guys know, when she says calendar, she's not talking about an iTunes calendar or a Google calendar. She is talking about the old school paper calendar.
Oh, yeah. I buy the same calendar every single year. It has both the monthly planner and the daily planner components. It is color-coded. I do my best to stick to it.
Okay, so you got this calendar. Like, what's a typical day look like then?
So I try to wake up. I set my alarm for 5:30 or 6, and my alarm goes off, and darn it, I push snooze like 3 or 4 times every morning. It is ridiculous. And then usually I read texts from you.
Yep.
And then,
Sorry, not sorry.
I try to do 10 minutes of meditation, get ready, get the kids ready. I work from my co-working space most days from about 7:30 to 2:30. My kids go to school at 7:15. We start early here. I pick them up or meet them at home, and then we kind of hang out, do practice, you know, practice piano, that sort of stuff, go to any activities, make dinner, eat dinner, put the kids to bed. I usually work or read for another hour and a half. And a lot of times I start to be angry with myself for like working some more, but I love my work. And so I'm trying to be better about not apologizing for that part of my day. And then I try to be in bed at around 10. How about you?
Yeah, that's good. Well, it's funny because I feel like I need to tell this listener, like, no one is killing it. Let's just be real.
It's true.
Like we kill hours or we kill moments, but overall, I guarantee that most people at the end of the day are like, whew, let this fall through. That we'll do better tomorrow, you know? Mm-hmm. Or maybe that's just me. But if that's you, listener,
such a good point.
I totally relate.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it helps for me that my kids are older, right? They're almost 14 through 10. So they can mostly take care of themselves. I can go get groceries while they're at home alone if I need to be. That is a game changer right there. So listener, I don't know if you have little ones. That is a totally different ball of wax. But for me, when they're older, it just has. It's become easier to kind of get those things done, right?
And Tessie, I just have to interject that our local grocery store, talk about game changer. They do online shopping / delivery.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. They started that after I left. So, Hy-Vee, you're totally dead to me. Meyer, get your stuff together, okay? And so I do. I work multiple jobs. I do this with you. And then I'm also the marketing person for Dawson Chiropractic. And thankfully, both of those have extremely flexible schedules. Mm-hmm. So when the kids are in school, this works seamlessly. I do all my work when they're at school. And then I'm able to just be really present with them when they get home. Here's the rub, though. This summer, actually, listeners, I would love any advice you can give me. Leslie, I don't have a co-working space. So this summer, it has been hell on earth trying to figure out how I can do all the things. Because my kids see me at home working, and then they feel like they're open to constant discussion or begging of me to take them to friend's house, you know? So I don't know that this is something I'm not killing. And listeners, please, seriously, if you have any advice, how do you do that? Work from home during the summer? I don't know. Leslie, I don't know.
But
that's something we're working on. Okay.
So typical day then. I want to hear.
Well, Yeah. So summer, like I said, it's a crapshoot, still figuring it out. But I'll tell you what, most of the year kids are in school. So this is what my day looks like, because I love that. There's some structure here. I wake up before the kids, usually around 5:30, to do about 20 minutes of meditation, text you. I get some work done. I do some writing and then drop the kids off. I go teach a few classes, fitness classes, and then I get to come back to work on the podcast and the marketing. I also tend to do any dinner prep at that time, kind of later in the afternoon, again, before the kids come home. When the kids come home, they have a snack and then we do our 30 minutes of reading. So that kind of is a good quieter transition, right? If I need to finish anything up. And then we're off to activities. I mean, with five kids, we're kind of going multiple places usually, but by then dinner is mostly cooked. Kids go to bed pretty early so that Zach and I can get some time by ourselves. And I don't usually do work after they're in bed. That's kind of my time to just touch base with Zach and get some reading done usually. As you can tell, during school days, I feel like for sure I'm killing it just a little bit more than I have been over the summer, but we'll get it figured out.
You just have a little over a week, I think, to wait until all things have calmed down and are fairly back to normal, back in our routine.
Labor Day. I see you. I see you.
Just around the corner. So thank you so much to the Mama Bear who emailed us that question. If you have a question for us about anything, ask us anything. Send us an email at mamabeardares@gmail.com or leave a comment on one of our social media pages. We would love to address it in a future episode. So Jen Hatmaker is an author, blogger, and pastor. She has written some really great books that we'll link to in our show notes. And really, I feel like we should submit a question to her. Like, how do you get it done? How do you get everything done? I need to know, Jen Hatmaker. But anyway, she wrote a blog recently that we really liked. It's called Our Parenting Yeses and No's. We're not going to go over it too much because it's more personal to her own family, but we really love the idea, so we thought we could go over a few of our family's yeses and no's. Essentially, Jen Hatmaker talks about how parenting really is just a crapshoot, that no one really knows what they're doing. But she and her husband, Brandon, have established some parenting yeses and no's that she says just help to steer the ship. So in times where it's all a little muddled or confusing, if the questions raised fall into certain categories, then she's already established the answer, whether it's a yes or a no.
Yeah, I love that, right? That like, because so much of it is a crapshoot, these kind of help navigate the ship. I love that idea. Mm-hmm. So one of hers that we both identified with is that she says no to material things. She's just like us. Her kids ask for things all the time. Leslie, remember that podcast when you talked about going a little crazy on the guy at the checkout of the big box store and your kids were asking for things? Like, we've all been there.
They drove me to a bad place.
But she says yes whenever her kids ask to have a friend over or go to a friend's house. So just that difference, right? The no to the material things, but yes to the friendship and to the connection. Something that's free and cheap, but helps promote positive relationships. That's a big yes for us too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. So why are we covering this on the podcast? Why did she sit down and take some time to craft this essay? I think as humans, we like rules. We like to stay within the box that's established for us. Even for people like us who sometimes like to flirt with the edge of those rules, I think this is mostly true. You know, we like religions that give us kind of this moral compass to live by. We like books that outline manners that act as guides to proper behavior. There's something about our human nature that does like this.
Right. So with something as fluid and unpredictable as parenting, I guess the rule follower in me kind of likes to have some parameters. And even the most free-spirited among us will likely set some boundaries for our families and our children. Children actually thrive when they understand the rules, and then when the rules are consistently enforced. They might whine about it, but they'll be better because of it.
Yeah.
So in that way, I find that I can relate to Jen Hatmaker's idea of some hard yeses and hard nos. It simply makes life easier because then I just don't have to think too hard when these questions come up. We all have so much to think about, do we not? So yes. Let's celebrate a list that includes some basics as we navigate the incredibly complex labor of raising tiny people.
Yeah, maybe it's just because you and I love lists and color-coded charts, but there is something liberating about having this drawn out with your co-parent, you know, mm-hmm. so that your kids know where you draw the hard lines too. I mean, our kids love triangulating parents, don't they? Like trying to get a yes from one parent and a no from the other. Like they love that situation. But when you're on the same wavelength, you don't even have to like check in with a co-parent. So I love that. Let's talk about some of your yeses and nos. And Mama Bears, we encourage you to be thinking about this as well. So like what jumps to mind for you? Let us know on our social media channels. But Leslie, give me one of yours.
So a hard no in our family is violent video games and movies. And my older kids really dislike this, but it's one that we stick to.
Okay. So then what do you say yes to?
So we say yes to lots of music. So we listen to and play all kinds of music at our house. We sing and we dance and we talk about the stories that are told through music. Sometimes there are curse words in said music. However, we still say yes to this. We do our best to talk about the word, why it's used, why it's not appropriate for us to use the word in most circumstances. And it brings about some interesting discussion about just the power of language and emotions through sounds and poetry. So that is a yes in our house. How about you, Tessie?
Well, I mentioned before that I don't do a lot of things with my kids. Like I don't pre-plan crafts or baking nights. I mean, they know that I'll join them from time to time in a game of wiffle ball or basketball. But for the most part, I say no to like entertaining them, right? I just really put it on themselves to own their own discovery and to initiate play. But I do say yes to all aspects of my house being turned upside down. like when I go to a friend's house and it's impeccable and they have new furniture and there are no scratches or dents or undisclosed food items on the wall, I bow down to them. I think that's amazing. And I don't know how it happens, but it will never be us. I want my house to be used for everything. I want every square inch to be kind of their playground. I mean, with obviously respect, I'm not going to let them like just start pulling up the carpet. But like they're not animals. Is one of our, yeah, I mean, they're not animals. Sometimes they are, but most of the time, you know, Dayla uses one of our like sofa chairs for her gymnastics. She loves it. Tristan plays basketball in the house. Beanum, like the entire house is just his wrestling cage, just wherever he's at. He's finding someone to wrestle him. And when it's raining, they even do like baseball on their knees with their hands and a like a little ball. I mean, the whole thing. The world is their oyster when it comes to our house.
And Mama Bears, you might be cringing right now. You might not agree. But again, it doesn't matter. Like you have yeses and nos that you've established. And, you know, Tessie does too. And I do too. And that's sort of the beauty of what this whole article entails is that no one's yeses and nos are going to be exactly alike, but there is a little bit of freedom that's gained by putting them into place.
Yeah.
I often say no to small indulgences. So if the ice cream truck comes down the street, the kids better be reaching for their own money. And if they go with me to the store, I won't buy them anything in the checkout line. Same thing with snacks at games, like baseball games or extra rides. We have a minor league baseball park here that has lots of amusement park rides, snacks, tchotchkes, anything they see at Street Fest, basically the answer is no. So beyond birthdays, Christmas, and just those basic necessities, I really don't buy them a ton of stuff. But I do say yes to travel. We do take them places. They don't nickel and dime me so that we can actually go on some pretty dreamy vacations. We also do simple, fun weekend getaways. We'll stay in Airbnb apartments. We'll pack picnics and snacks. But the kids get to see a lot and experience a lot because of our yes to travel.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. You know, another one for us, like, we don't do everything for our kids, even though they know I will probably say no. Sometimes they still ask me to clean their rooms for them or wash their dishes after dinner.
That is hilarious to me.
It is. They're so adorable for thinking that would be a yes, but this is a hard no. This is a hard no, unless there are some crazy circumstances, you know? I mean, I'm trying to, this is like one way that Zach and I believe we can eventually push our kids out the door and allow them to be independent kiddos, maybe. But this also means that I say yes more than other moms, perhaps, because if I'm going to treat them like adults when it comes to chores and things of that nature, then I also treat them like young adults when it comes to other stuff as well. This kind of presents itself in small ways, like they get to order off the adult menu at restaurants, or in big ways, they get to watch movies or listen to music that might have a few more curse words, or be in that should I, shouldn't I range. If they are showing good responsibility for stuff at home, then we do allow them to do that as well. So it balances itself out, I think, maybe.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we'll give it a few years and we'll revisit this conversation. Exactly.
In a couple years, you can reevaluate. Like, this is a fluid thing, right? And you're going to have times when your yeses and nos maybe flip, and times when they flip back. So this isn't necessarily set in stone. But I just love the idea of Jen's article. I really thought that that could be a liberating thing for parents and for kids. Because like we said, our kids don't, when they know it's going to be a no, they just don't ask very much, nor do they complain about it, because they know this is a family value.
That's right. So check out the article. We'll link it in our show notes. And we'd love to hear, what are your yeses? What are your nos? What have you agreed upon? Does it work in your family? Does it kind of throw things off? Are you consistent? We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Hit us up. Hit us on the buzz. Leslie, maybe it's meditation. Meditation.
Maybe it's meditation. Maybe.
We've done this before, right? But for new Mama Bear Dares listeners, maybe you don't know this. Leslie has relatively recently been awake to the powers of meditation. And we talked about how beautiful things become even more beautiful when you're meditating. But we don't know if it's meditation or what it is, or just like beautiful cup of coffee. Yeah, we don't know.
Is it meditation? We're not sure. And actually, Tess, I have to correct you. I learned about meditation. I actually took a class 3 years ago, meditated for all of 2 months, took a long hiatus, but now I'm back. I'm back with the help of the Headspace app.
Is it
meditation, or are the clouds just extra beautiful?
Let's figure it out. So what are you noticing?
Okay, so besides the beautiful clouds.
You do love the clouds.
I say this every time. I love the clouds. No, I think my focus has improved. So when I'm concentrating, I'm not a great multitasker, and that's okay, because when I concentrate on one thing, I'm feeling that I'm able to really be a part of that thing and really tune in to what's in front of me.
That's good. Meditation? That's definitely meditation.
Oh, I feel like it might be. I feel like with meditation, I also have a more productive day just in general. When I start my day with a little bit of meditation, I have time. I have more time. I feel like I have more time for a cup of coffee with Jake before the kids get up. When I get up to meditate, I then tend to get dressed for the day. Whereas on the days that I don't get up to meditate, it takes me a lot longer to just sort of become presentable. I think it's maybe meditation.
Well, even if it's not the act of meditation, it's the just the structure the that it provides your day. Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm feeling like I have a bit more patience with my children these days.
Yes.
I don't know. It could be that summer is almost up. I'm just trying to appreciate every moment with them before they go back to school. But maybe it's meditation.
Maybe it's both. But I gotta say, meditation for sure helps that. I know when I've meditated and when I haven't, based solely on how I treat those around me.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about your journey, Tessie. What's going on with you?
Well, I noticed this has become super obvious to me for some reason, but when I wake up and I meditate versus the days that I don't, I have less headaches. I get sometimes just weird headaches for a few days. They come and go. They're not terrible. They're not migraines or anything. But I realize that it coincides with meditation. How crazy is that?
It's meditation. Yeah. There's no maybe there. It is.
It is. It is. And I also, on that same kind of related note, I sleep better when I meditate. Have you found this?
No, I pretty much sleep well always. Meditation or no meditation, I'm a good sleeper.
Well, I know I sleep well at night, but I should say I fall asleep really quickly when I've meditated that day. And especially if I can work in that second meditation in the afternoon, like forget about it. I don't even remember laying down. I just sleepwalk into my room, I guess.
That's amazing. That is like, that could be game changing for a lot of people. That's good. What else, Tessie? Yeah. Have you noticed anything else?
Yes, I won't stop talking about meditation. And I think it's because of meditation.
Maybe it's meditation. Yeah, I think it is. That's so annoying. Sorry, listeners.
It is. But you guys, if you don't meditate and have all of these things that going on in your life, congratulations. But let us know too. And then maybe, you know, I guess I will never stop, but maybe we can take another hiatus.
All right, we have a dare for you today. Mama Bears, we dare you to sit down with your wife, partner, husband, whomever, and establish your parenting yeses and nos. What are you going to say no to that will allow for a bigger and fuller yes? Which parts of parenting have you witnessed other parents do for their kids that seem to bring them joy, but that just don't make you feel good? Be open with your partner. We have such a small season with our kiddos, and we get to choose how to raise them. Not our culture, not the parents of our kids' friends, us. If you're a single mom, we just want to give a special salute to you, first of all.
Yeah.
Maybe find someone in your soul tribe who you can bounce these ideas off of. Learning to parent from your authentic self is hard and it takes time, but the rewards far exceed the risks. Your children will witness what it's like to live a life that is genuine and true, even if they don't necessarily agree with the yeses and the nos. Mama Bears, dare to come back to your true values as a parent and watch the ways in which it opens up new and beautiful aspects of your relationship with your babes.
Absolutely. So you guys, find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and join the conversation there. Tell us your yeses and nos. Where are your hard passes? Where are your yes absolutelys? Let us know, because I'm always open to new ideas as well. And then find us on iTunes and please leave a rate or a review. That really does help us so much. And it just makes our day. Let's be real about that.
We do love that.
And if you have a mama in your life who you think the world deserves to hear about, email us at mamabeardares@gmail.com. And someone from our, we lovingly call it a mom squad, someone from our mom squad will reach out to them and get them on the podcast. It's a fun way to just meet new women, isn't it, mm-hmm. Leslie?
Absolutely. 100% yes. That's a full, wholehearted yes there, Tessie.
That's right. So you guys, thanks again for coming along. We will see you back here on Monday with our interview with a woman you probably never heard of, but are going to live.
You're gonna love her. Have a great week, Mama Bears. Today, let's read one from okay. Mama Bear Fan. She says, or he says, I'm not sure. It doesn't really matter. What a great podcast, not just for women. Oh, wait. Okay. Okay. Let me start that over from the PB making machine all the way onward.
I thought that was really funny. We can keep going.
Okay. No. Okay. Well, I'll just start with the iTunes part then.
Yeah.
Tessie, you know who I'd like to answer that question?
Who?
Well, there are so many.
Are they all the moms of the Hamilton cast?
All the moms of the Hamilton cast. I mean, I'd love to know, you know, how do you do it, Glennon? How do you do it, Jennifer Aniston and Jen Hatmaker? How do you get everything done? I just don't get it. But anyway. That was meant to sound funny and spontaneous, but it only really worked. It was a very intentional, lame transition.
Okay. I'm sweating. I'm sweating. I tried to revive that. I tried to breathe some life into that.
I know. I'll just go with the introduction here.
Okay.
Okay.